Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to talk about body, mind, and spirit therapy. So we are so thrilled to have Alan Smith. He's the author of Unbreak Your Health, The Complete Guide to Complementary and Alternative Therapies. I think there's about 300 or so in there. Today we're going to talk about three, one in the body category, one in the mind category, and one in the spirit and energy category. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
We're doing great, Alan. It's great to have you on. I'd love to know what got you interested in complementary and alternative therapies and why you decided to put this great book together to help so many people.
Well, like many people, unfortunately, it was my own health problems that led me to the strange and wonderful world of complementary and alternative medicine. I was up at the Mayo Clinic, and they didn't have any answers. So fortunately, about 2 weeks after I got home, I stumbled across a book by Dr. Bruce Lipton called Biology of Belief. Which was exactly the message I needed to hear, is that our mind and beliefs could change our physical bodies. But he's a cellular biologist, and he didn't have any answers. He says, you know, I can tell you the science, but I can't tell you how to make those changes. But he said at the very end of his book, there's this guy in Colorado by the name of Rob Williams with something called Psych-K that, you know, might be something to follow up with. And that was my first step on the path.
So what were some of those issues, or I know you don't have to go into detail, but that, you know, what was wrong and then how you were able to fix it or, you know, help yourself?
Well, they slapped a nice general fancy-sounding name on it called irritable bowel syndrome, which basically meant that my digestive tract wasn't working, and they didn't know why. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know why either until I got involved with Psych-K and got into the nuts and bolts of it. And Rob Williams believes that our beliefs shape our thoughts and our feelings, which control our actions, which creates our reality. And if you go back to the beginning of the equation, the beliefs are the key part of the story. But it's not only the conscious beliefs, it's your subconscious beliefs. And that's where I discovered I had some disagreements between my conscious and subconscious mind that needed to be adjusted and balanced. And once I got that taken care of, suddenly the body started healing itself as it was supposed to be. So it's amazing what you can do when you find the right tool.
Yeah, that really is amazing. Well, today we're talking about Psych-K, which is the mind. We'll be talking about osteopathy, which is body, and acupuncture, energy, and spirit. So tell us a little bit more about Psych-K, especially that part about your subconscious and your conscious having different ideas. How did you bring them together?
It's a fascinating process. Psych-K is actually short for psychological kinesiology. That was the original long name, and it's one of the 130-plus different variations of applied kinesiology, which is basically called muscle testing by people outside of the field. And basically, you just put your arm out to your side, and the practitioner puts his hand on your shoulder and on your wrist and has you say things, specific statements. And when you say them, he presses down gently on your wrist, and if your conscious and subconscious mind agree, then the muscles and nerves all work fine and the arm stays straight. But if there's a disagreement between your subconscious mind and your conscious mind, then there's just a momentary hesitation and confusion, and that translates into the nerves and muscles not working the way they're supposed to. And when they push down, your arm, as they call it, unlocks and goes down, and it gives you kind of a binary, a yes-no way to communicate directly with the subconscious. And anybody who's gotten involved with muscle testing knows it feels really strange when you're doing it, but it's fascinating to dig into your own dark closet and find out, you know, what's going on back there. And, you know, you don't know where you picked up the beliefs, but they're obviously there working.
You know, Alan, I'm a huge believer in muscle testing. In fact, I have a practitioner that I see on a regular basis, and my chiropractor as well. You know, we're very much into muscle testing, and we do it several different ways. But I love that you talked about the arm part, because I have a question in terms of, you know, I remember years ago there was a company that was selling these like bracelets that were supposed to help you energetically. I forget what it is. And they were using that arm. Can you tell us a little bit about the science behind the muscle testing with the arm? Because I remember it got a little bit of some bad flack. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of muscle testing, but I'd love to hear it a little bit more from your perspective of how it really works and how I want people to believe it as much as I do.
Well, and you know, as I said, the way it was explained to me as I was taking the classes in Psych-K and becoming a Psych-K practitioner is that the body has all of this energy flowing through it. And the conscious mind that we think is, you know, our master controller and has all the answers is really just a very small part of the energy in our body. The subconscious controls literally every cell in our body, how it functions and what it does. And, you know, if there's a disagreement between a subconscious belief and a conscious belief, the subconscious is going to win every time. Whether you like it or not, that's the way it's going to work. And, you know, how do you communicate directly with the subconscious without the conscious mind, you know, filtering it all for you? And that's where the muscle testing comes in. And if you push down on the arm right after they say the statement, if both sides agree, then everything works the way it's supposed to. But if there's any disagreement, any confusion between the conscious and subconscious, then the nerves and muscles are, you know, just a little out of whack. And when you push down, that arm just gives way. It feels like magic when you're doing it, but it's, you know, supposedly based in science. And it's, as a both as a patient and a practitioner, I can say what you can accomplish is just amazing.
It sounds incredible. Let's move on to osteopathy. I understand this was created by a doctor in the Civil War.
Well, it's a Civil War doctor. He got kind of disillusioned with modern medicine back in the day after seeing all the carnage of the Civil War, and then he lost his wife and a couple of kids to disease, and he decided that there had to be a better way for medicine, that this just wasn't working. And you have to remember that medicine back in the day was actually using mercury as a medicine at that point. So, yeah, there was a better way to do it, and he started developing different ways of how to help the body heal itself, which that was one of his basic concepts. And, you know, 140 years ago, he came up with what he called osteopathy. And most people don't realize DOs, or doctors of osteopathy, actually have the same type of medical training that a medical doctor does. But they simply have chosen to specialize in osteopathy, which is a specialized knowledge of the skeletal, the muscles, the nerves, and how the body works as a whole, so that they can use their hands to not only diagnose but treat the body so that it can heal itself in most cases. And it's what they call osteopathic manipulative treatment, or OMT. And it's really a unique process, whereas like a chiropractor will force your spine back into alignment, an osteopath will simply move and twist your body and so that it turns itself into the right place and heals itself and pulls itself back into alignment. It's a fascinating process, but it works, you know, amazingly.
It's very gentle. Elise, have you ever had osteopathy?
Yeah, I have. I love it. It's been a long
really
time,
gentle.
But I do remember having it, and I did like it a lot.
I just want to mention one of the, you know, most well-known osteopaths, for those of you who are listening, is Dr. Joseph Mercola. I don't know if you guys know that, but he is a DO. He's a doctor of osteopathy, and he's got a very well-known site, Mercola.com, who we're huge fans of at Naturally Savvy. So I'm glad that we talked about that today. Let's move on to acupuncture now. You know, I feel like I'm a huge
Love
fan
it.
Of all of this. I know, it's like, okay, let's move on to every single natural remedy that, you know, we all do and use and love. So acupuncture, again, my chiropractor. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there's only 339 of them listed in my book, so we've got a ways to go.
Yeah, we've got a ways to go.
We'll
all right,
back
we just got here all day.
Talk more.
Well, I love acupuncture because, you know, for some people who are afraid of needles, we're out of time. Kevin just alerted us. We're out of time. So sorry, Alan. Well, you know what we're going to do is we're going to have you back on, like Lisa said. And we're going to get into more, because I really think talking about all these alternative remedies are huge. And a lot of people haven't tried it, right? So the more we talk about it, the better. Alan, how could people find out more about you if they wanted to go to a website?
Easiest way would be the book's website, which is simply www.unbreakyourhealth.com. And thank both of you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being on. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.